the Vietnam War, which began in 1965, how did it affect you and your family?
My son is a disabled Vietnam vet, and so life had never been the same.
Yeah. There were, of course, anti-war demonstrations and all that. What were your feelings about the war?
I think I pretty much ignored it because we were starting the church, and I just thought I'd put my mind someplace else. And I expect him back. And he came back, and I was forever grateful, but I didn't realize how hard it would be for them. He said it was very bad over there and worse than horrible, but the worst part was the way they were treated when they got home. They put up signs, "Help wanted, no Vietnam." And if you got a job, they say, "You and that other Vietnam crazy work over there." That's a bad thing we did.
Yeah. What was your son's disability?
Well, his doctor said, "I don't know how you're living." What the trouble was, in large part, they sprayed millions of gallons of poison on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you're living with lab reports like this.
How old is your son now?
He's 67.
Is he on his own, or is he disabled?
He has figured it out for himself. Mm-hmm. He says he doesn't sit around very well, he has to be active, and he has to do it when he's able.
What were your thoughts about President Johnson through all that, and then ultimately had to announce that he was not going to run for office again because of the Vietnam War?
Well, I've never accepted that it was a defeat. I just think you went to help somebody and it didn't work. That's not a defeat. The Democrats and the family that I married surrounded me, and they liked all that sort of thing. If we'd got into something we shouldn't have gotten into. But it was the thinking at the time everybody had a right to be free from dictators.
The fight between the North and the South of Vietnam, that's when we were afraid of communism. And
then there's the North and the South of the United States of America.
And there's a fight going there, too.